Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is March the 3rd, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 31 to 34. Our eternal God is our help and our refuge. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 26 to 29 like this. The words of Moses: "There is no one like the God of Jeshurun, who rides the heavens to help you, and his excellency on the clouds. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before you and will say, 'Destroy.' Then Israel shall dwell in safety, the fountain of Jacob alone, in a land of grain and new wine. His heavens shall also drop dew. Happy are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help and the sword of your majesty. Your enemies shall submit to you, and you shall tread down their high places." Just like Jacob had blessed his sons on his deathbed, Moses blessed their descendants by their tribes as his final public act. After praising the greatness of God and his covenant sovereignty, Moses addressed each tribe in turn with words of blessing, except the tribe of Simeon, which was soon to be absorbed by the tribe of Judah. He concluded with a general blessing for all Israel, one whose very possibility lay in the nature of God as Creator and Lord, and in His saving work in bringing Israel to Himself. Moses thus invokes blessings upon the tribes of Israel, and the foundation of these blessings is a strong confidence in Israel's unique, incomparable God, who rides the heavens to help Israel. He is an eternal God whose everlasting arms are never exhausted, and who is their refuge and safety. These closing verses celebrate the greatness of God as He acts on behalf of His people. The God of Jeshurun is unique in the heavens to help His people during their time of need. Like a soldier, God is constantly on the lookout for ways to defend His people from attack, and the divine warrior is always providing protection because He is eternal. God is a refuge or fortress for the people to flee to in times of distress. The God who redeemed Israel with His strong arm will always be with His people in love and power. This above passage has blessed the hearts of God's people through the ages. He is the majestic God, the eternal God, the protecting and providing God, and the great blessings of Israel was that He was their God. God's people are privileged to be in His hand for safekeeping and at His feet for learning and obeying. We are between His shoulders, next to His heart, and He bears us with His everlasting arms. What more could we want? As we read in Psalms 46 verses 1 and 2 like this: "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear."